We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a lawsuit being filed against the Chicago Public School System. It alleges the sexual assault of a student by an administrator at Greater Lawndale School for Justice was allowed to go on for years. It was ignored by school officials, according to the complaint. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the story.
The lawsuit comes after charges of sexual assault were filed in 2022 against the former dean of students, Brian Crowder. The alleged victim says she was first sexually assaulted in 2013 when she was 15 years old, and it continued for 3 years. The suit says she had two abortions and that Crowder went with her to a clinic and posed as her stepfather. She alleges she reported what was happening to a teacher following the second abortion and nothing was done. A teacher is required to report such things. The suit also says others at the school made jokes about how much time she was spending in Crowder's office. CPS says he was removed in 2021 when district officials were made aware of the allegations. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Service on the CTA's Red Line was suspended for a time last night after a man was shot at the 95th Street station. Police say a 24-year-old man was involved in a verbal confrontation with another male on the mezzanine level of the station when shots were fired. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment of a gunshot wound to the chest and is reported in critical condition. L service was resumed several hours later. Police say they are still investigating the circumstances surrounding that shooting.
Police are looking for three men who allegedly stole an ATM from a gas station early today. Reports indicate the trio pulled into the gas station near Grand and Ashland, entered it, and then dragged the ATM to their vehicle. They then drove off with it in a white sedan. Authorities say no one was hurt.
Naperville police say they have arrested two adults and are still looking for a juvenile in connection with a crash-and-grab burglary at an Apple store last November. Authorities say they stole about $34,000 worth of electronics from the store on Jefferson Avenue. Naperville Police Chief Jason Aries tells WBBM.
We were dispatched to the report of a vehicle that hit a structure, which happened to be the entrance to the Apple store. So once we arrived, we did find a vehicle sticking out of that entrance, and then it looked like what we had found is a burglary to the business.
He adds the crash caused more than $300,000 in damages.
Northwestern University is releasing details on where its football team will play its home games next season.
With work set to begin this summer on a new $800 million stadium expected to open in 2026, Northwestern officials say the Wildcat football team will play its 2024 and 2025 home games at the Lanny and Sharon Martin Athletics Facility, which will be in line for upgrades before the season kicks off. President Michael Schill says in a statement the on-campus facility, quote, will reduce the travel burdens for our student-athletes and fans and will make games much more accessible. Northwestern is also reportedly in discussions with other Chicago area venues to host some football games over the next two seasons. Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Biden administration is awarding millions of dollars in grants to help fund new infrastructure programs in Illinois.
Two Illinois recipients will get $9 million aimed to improve transportation infrastructure against the worsening effects of climate change. The U.S. Department of Transportation says the grants are two of 80 projects nationwide. In Illinois, the funding includes over $8.6 million to upgrade sewers along Harrison Street to reduce flooding on I-10. I-290 to protect nearby properties in Maywood. And $380,000 will go to the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission to study the vulnerability of transportation infrastructure during severe weather. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Although the city is still struggling with a low recycling rate, one official says a lot of progress is being made in one category.
Streets and Sanitation Commissioner Cole Stoller told a special city council committee hearing it's not exactly fair to compare Chicago's rate of recycling with other cities, but he admits the number doesn't sound great.
We pick up everything. We tend to pick up everything, so that number is based off of the amount of garbage and trash that we're picking up yearly. But right now we're at, for the first 3 months of the year, we're at 10.1%.
But he says the city has launched a robust composting program at more than a dozen locations.
Residents have diverted 67 tons of food scraps from landfills. We have since expanded the program to two new locations, and we will continue to research and add new locations in the future.
And he says the city can and will do better on all fronts. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Organizers of Chicago's 2024 Pride Parade say there are some changes coming.
Pride Chicago has decided to streamline the event this year. CBS 2 says organizers met with Chicago police and CDOT to discuss safety and logistics. Also, the parade will start a bit earlier this year, Sunday, June 30th, and only 125 entries will be allowed compared to 199 last year. The theme for this year's parade will be Pride is Power. Keith Johnson, 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.